Hey there, welcome to Gwinnett Church Online. My name is Reed and I'm the lead pastor here. And while we're not having services in person, we are so glad that you chose to join us here online. Now, today you're gonna hear a message that we hope is helpful and encouraging to you. But before we do that, we're gonna spend some time worshiping through song. And so again, thanks so much for joining us. All right, so a couple of years ago, my son, he was 2 years old, and my wife had laid him down for nap time. We were still in that season of nap time, and she ended up saying that she recognized, oh, he'd been quiet for way too long. And that was not normal for nap time. He was normally kind of up and you could hear him. And nap time was really just a chance for her to get some things done around the house. But she realized, she's like, hey, things have been quiet for too long. And she looks on the monitor and she's checking it and she doesn't see him in his bed. And so now she kind of has a little freak out moment. She runs upstairs to check on him. And when she gets in there, she hears something in the bathroom and he's there, he's on top of the sink, and he has stopped up the sink. It is now full and overflowing. He's pulled out each of the drawers so that there's a cascading waterfall, and he looks at my wife, and he goes, look, Mom, a waterfall. And my wife obviously took a picture, and she said, look at your son, because whenever they get in trouble, they're my kids. And so we were talking about it and laughing about it that evening, and she said, you know, isn't it funny how much havoc a small thing can wreak, right? Especially when it's left unchecked. And the same is true in our own lives. Isn't it funny how much havoc such a small thing can have, even especially when it's left unchecked? And that's the idea that we're actually going to be unpacking today. And in order to guide us, what we're going to be doing is we're going to look at a passage of scripture that might be, for many of us, an unfamiliar passage. But I do believe that it holds profound significance for our lives and our relationships, both with God and with one another. The passage that we're going to look at today is from Song of Songs chapter 2, verse 15. Here's what it reads. It says, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. Now, first of all, let me just acknowledge that in this, the author, Solomon, he's speaking these words in the context of a romantic relationship. These are the poetic musings of two young lovers waxing lyrically about their relationship, which is probably why a lot of times we don't often read this book of the Bible. It's often skipped or dismissed. If you're a Bible reader, chances are you don't spend a lot of time in Song of Songs. Even myself as a preacher, and this is not a book that I often read or look at or preach from often, maybe ever. This might be the first time, right? And yet within these poetic words, God has actually deposited great wisdom for anyone who's willing to look and listen. So what are we meant to learn from these strange poetic lines about little foxes and vineyards that are in bloom? It's important to understand that in Solomon's day, vineyards were something which were incredibly valuable. They symbolized prosperity, joy, the promise of future fruitfulness. They were also incredibly vulnerable, right? As most valuable things in our lives are. And so they were under constant threat. Larger animals could get in, they could eat or wreck the trellises, or thieves could come in and steal the fruit of the vines, and they could take them and graft them into their own vineyards. And so owners would often take precautions against these larger threats. They put fences up, or even guards were posted and paid to defend against the big, obvious threats, right? But what Solomon is rightly pointing out here in this passage, in this poem, is that while everyone knows to watch out for or to protect against the big and obvious threats, it's often the smaller, sneakier, seemingly insignificant things that actually end up doing the most damage and ruining the vineyard over time. It's the little foxes, he says. Solomon is teaching us an important truth, and that is that little things overlooked and unchecked, have the ability to spoil things of great value. I'm gonna say that again. Little things overlooked and left unchecked have the ability to spoil things of great value. Like a little fox that sneaks in and goes unnoticed, it's often the little things. Small acts of neglect. Small compromises here and there. Little miscommunications. Little misunderstandings. It's the little offense that is left unaddressed. The minor unresolved conflict. The unchecked temptation. The unconfessed sin, right? It's these little foxes that often ruin things of great value, things that we care about the most, things like our character and our integrity, a relationship that's important to us, a marriage, a friendship, a job, your legacy, right? We see it happen too many times to count. You've seen it happen up close and personal. I've seen it happen plenty of times in people's lives. And what's so tragic about this is that no one sets out to do it, right? And nobody sets out to ruin the vineyard of their heart or their life, right? Nobody set out to blow up their marriage, to blow up their business, to damage their church, to ruin their relationship with their kids, to completely compromise their character and their integrity, to lose their influence and their impact and their legacy. Nobody sets out to do that. It happens little by little, one little fox at a time. Little foxes, little things when overlooked, unaddressed, unconfessed, and left unchecked over time, they have the potential to spoil the things of greatest value. And that's why, you guys, the young bride in the poem, she's imploring her love. She's saying, catch the little foxes before they ruin the good thing that we've got. She's going, be a fox catcher. Would you be a fox catcher? Would you identify these small issues while they're still small? Would you address them? Would you deal with them? Would you confront them so that the little thing doesn't end up wreaking havoc and ruining something that matters immensely? So, how do we do this, right? How do we catch the little foxes in our lives and in our relationship? How can we be better fox catchers? I got a few thoughts. This is certainly not exhaustive, and you'll think of other ways that you could practice this, but a few things that I've been thinking about and identifying ways that we can catch some little foxes in our own lives. I've got three. One of the first ways I think that we can be better fox catchers in our lives around the things that matter most is just to practice ruthless self-examination. Practice ruthless self-examination. We've got to first, before we can look around and see the little foxes that are around us, sometimes we've got to look inward first and ask ourselves what foxes might be lurking in our own hearts. What are the areas where we need to repent? What are the areas where we need to ask for forgiveness, where we need to seek reconciliation, some areas where we maybe need to put up some better boundaries? We look internally and go, where am I most tempted? Where have I left things unchecked or unresolved? And so we need to practice some ruthless self-examination. Maybe that's in the morning, is a part of your morning routine with your time with God as you pray and you open up the Bible. Maybe you take some time just to examine yourself. Maybe it's before you go to bed and you're thinking about your day and you're thinking about the things that were left unsaid, undone. And as you do, you just kind of check yourself. This is a great practice in order to help us to identify and catch some little foxes. So self-examination. Second thing that we can do if we wanna be better fox catchers, right, is to invite honest accountability. Invite honest accountability. A strong circle, and you know this, right, but it bears repeating. A strong circle can help you to spot things that you otherwise wouldn't see. A strong circle can help you spot the things that you otherwise wouldn't see. Things that you've neglected or maybe you've kind of just grown comfortable with or accustomed to over time that should bother you but have stopped bothering you, right? Things that don't alarm you anymore but they probably should, right? Honest accountability can actually aid in catching foxes that on your own you'd never see or address. So that's why we always emphasize around here, you know, getting in a small group or having a Renew mentor or just inviting some people in like that that can speak into your life, that can see your blind spots and who you can help see theirs. If we're going to be better fox catchers, right, it's not just self-examination, but we need to invite honest accountability. And then another thing that I've just seen in my own life to be beneficial and helpful in catching little foxes is simply just to keep short accounts. And when I say that, I mean address issues quickly and directly, and it helps them prevent them from becoming bigger problems, right? Just catch them while they're small and go quickly. This requires vulnerability. It requires honesty. It requires a willingness to be humble and to listen. But I think, you know, a way to be a better fox catcher is just to commit to keeping short accounts, to address issues quickly and directly when they arise before they can become something big and ruin something of great value. Now, look, I'm sure that there's many other things that we could discuss about catching foxes and being better fox catchers, depending on the foxes that you're hunting for. Maybe for you, it's celebrating others consistently in order to combat comparison. Maybe for you, it's practicing gratitude in order to cut off entitlement and complaints early, right? Maybe for you, it's adjusting your habits or your schedule in order to remove temptations that are small right now, but have the potential to have a big impact. Maybe it's building better habits of confessing sins and struggles to safe and trusted people so that little things don't lead to big moral failures. I don't know what it is for you. You know your vineyards better than I do, and you know the foxes that are prone to sneak in. And so what I want to encourage you and all of us to do is simply to be diligent. Be a fox catcher. Be a fox catcher. Now, I got to be honest with you, as we're wrapping up today, despite our greatest efforts, on our own, here's the truth. We are going to fail and fall short in this endeavor. Greater men and women than you or I have failed in their attempts to guard the vineyards of their hearts. Despite our discipline and our best intentions, we are far too vulnerable and we are far too flawed. And our spiritual enemy, and you have a spiritual enemy, is far too subtle and crafty for us to stand guard alone in our own strength and ability. Thanks be to God, you guys. We don't have to stand guard alone. God will stand watch and hunt the foxes with us. And the good news of the gospel is that Jesus has said that he will always be with us, and all we need do is ask for his wisdom and for his peace and for his protection and for his guidance, and he will stand watch with us. He knows our sins and our shortcomings. In fact, it's why he came, right? To do for us what we could never do on our own, to rescue us out of darkness and bring us into life in the light with him. And by God's grace, through our faith in Jesus, we receive not just the gift of salvation from our sins, but we and the hope of heaven. But God gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit to dwell in us now in ever-present help in our time of need, to comfort us, surely, to counsel us, absolutely, to correct us, yes, and to lead us into all truth. One who will stand watch with us over the vineyards of our hearts, one who is a far better fox catcher than you or me. On our own, we'll fail and we'll fall short in standing guard against the little foxes. But God, your heavenly Father, who loves you immensely and cares about who you are and who you are becoming, he has not left us alone in this crucial endeavor. We have his Spirit in us, and so we do not hunt the little foxes alone. So in conclusion, let's be diligent. Let's be intentional. Let's be fox catchers. Don't let a little thing, a little fox, ruin something of great value in your life. Let's commit together this year, right, with God's help to be better fox catchers, to catch the little foxes early and often so that the things in our life that we value the most can flourish and grow. I'd love it if you'd pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you care about who we're becoming and the things that are valuable to us. God, you care about those things because you care about us. And so I just pray that you would help us. Help us to guard the vineyards and the things that are most valuable in our lives, our character, our relationships, our marriages, the relationships with our kids, our integrity in the workplace, our legacy, these things that matter so much. Would you help us to be diligent in catching the little foxes so that these little things don't ruin the things that matter the most to us and to you? And so God, we just ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would stand guard with us. Help us to identify these things, address them quickly, catch them quickly before they can do harm and damage. So thank you that you love us and care about us and that you you stand guard with us. We love you, we trust you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.